So bye bye, Miss America.
Before starting our new program, we'd like to congratulate Radio Chinchilla on its 20th anniversary. It has been a long way since 1988, and we hope it's going to be a long story from now on. Happy birthday, Radio Chinchilla. And now, let's start with another A Word is Worth a Thousand Images season.
Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above?
Let's look ahead. Well, today's program is full of nice wishes for this Christmas. To start, some students will give us some tips about tourism and jobs. Keep an eye on that.
Can you teach me how to dance?
Secondly, we'll have a look to Bring Christopher and his top hit, The Quest, based on his soldier's brother's experiences in Iraq. After that, to finish off, and also if you're thinking of going to London, here you have the top 10 things to do at Christmas in London. Merry Christmas to you all.
But I knew I was out of luck the day the music died. I started singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die.
Tips for your new job. People always remember first impressions, and when you start a new job, the impression you make can have a major impact on your future success with the organization. So, how can you improve your chances of making a good first impression? Here are some tips.
You probably won't remember everyone's name by the end of the first day, but you should learn the names of every member of your team as soon as possible.
Ask for help or information when you need it. It's always better to ask than to make a mistake and do something wrong.
Try to wear the same sort of clothes as your colleagues. You shouldn't look too smart or not smart enough.
Unless you had a photographic memory, and not many of us do, make notes on all the things that you need to understand.
Especially in the first days and weeks of a new job, get to work early and don't leave before your colleagues.
Show your enthusiasm for being part of the organization. Try to look happy, even if you are feeling stressed.
It is important to come to work every day, unless there's an emergency or you are definitely not well enough to work. You should try to get to work every day.
Some useful tips for tourists to the UK. You should always carry an umbrella. British weather is very changeable and rain is always a possibility.
If you want to ask someone a question in the street, you should say, excuse me, to attract their attention.
You must drive on the left.
You must wear a seatbelt at all times in a car.
You don't have to pay to visit Mott Museum and art galleries. Entrance is usually free.
You don't have to leave a tip in a restaurant, but if service has been good, a 10% extra is a normal amount to leave.
If you are sightseeing in London, you should buy a travel card, which gives you cheaper travel on train, buses, and the London Underground.
You mustn't smoke in any public building. It is prohibited by law.
When talking to British people, you shouldn't ask very personal questions, like how much do you earn? Some people might think this was rude.
You must go for a trip on the London Eye. The view of London from the top is magnificent.
And may all your Christmases be one.
If you want soulless, tepid authenticity in 21st century talks, Brent Christopher's your man. Brent was brought up in Birmingham, one of four children born to a black father and a white mother. He joined a youth theatre company at the age of 12. Here, he discovered a sense of confidence and the kind of pop music, Alicia Keys, Michael Jackson, that he could relate to. He joined the soul band at his secondary school and wrote his first song as part of his music GCSA. Suddenly, he knew that he wanted to make music with this combination of passionate intensity and melodic accessibility. He then discovered Marvin Gaye and Stevie Wonder, and he stated, "It was incredibly suddenly being exposed to these unbelievable people that had been around all this time, whose existence had no idea of. It totally changed my outlook. Doing something about it was another matter. He was living in a small town with no musical mentor and with peers who were happier hanging out on the streets playing football. With no real idea how to break into the music industry, Brent got a scholarship to a top London state school, where he spent a largely unhappy 2 years before catching the attention of the management team. Finally, things began to happen for 21-year-old Brian. The Quest, Christopher's first single, is inspired by his soldier brother's experiences in Iraq, while Smiling is, he admits, deliberately ambiguous. Jarrad had already written that song and gave it to me, Brent explains. I loved it, but I wanted to change the lyrics. And now it's kind of about being addicted to something, alcohol, food, a person.
I'm leaving tonight, going somewhere deep inside my mind. I close my eyes slowly, float away slowly, but I know I'll be all right. It's calling stronger to me, and I know someone is out there. Lead the way, lead the way. Show me the answers I need to know. What I'm gonna live for, what I'm gonna die for, who you're gonna fight for, I can answer that. What I'm gonna live for, what I'm gonna die for, who you're gonna fight for, I can answer that.
Who you gonna fight for? I can't answer.
top 10 things to do at Christmas in London.
Love and mercy, mind, God and sinners,
London is the best city to be in at Christmas, with such much going on. You can go ice skating, shop in a traditional Christmas market, enjoy Christmas light displays, eat food from around the world, and enjoy a carol concert or two. A complete range of Christmas events and activities will be taking place before and after 25th of December 2008. The first one, West End Christmas Lights. London lights up at Christmas, literally. It's a magical experience and completely free. Number two is ice skating rinks. Every winter, outdoor ice skating rinks appear all over London. London ice rinks are open for a season of festive ice skating this winter. The perfect way to enjoy long evenings in the run-up to Christmas. Take advantage of outdoor ice rinks in London and go for a twirl under the stars with friends and family. You'll be spoiled for choice with so many ice skating options in London this Christmas. Number three is Trafalgar Square Christmas Tree. Trafalgar Square benefits from a huge Christmas tree each year as a present from Norway for the country's help during the Second World War. The tree is usually over 20 meters high and 50 to 60 years old. The tree usually stays till the 12th night of Christmas, the 6th of January, when it is taken down to be chipped and composted. Number 4. Meet Father Christmas. You can meet Santa in London's department stores, at Selfridges or Harrods. Sit on Santa's knee and tell him what you want him to bring you for Christmas. Number 5. Festive fairs. Shopping is a national sport throughout December, so join in by going to a festive fair. The Frost Fair is becoming more popular every year, and the Country Living Magazine Christmas Fair is the perfect opportunity to get ready early for Christmas.
The first Noah the angel did say was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay.
Number 6 is the English National Ballet. The English National Ballet Christmas season is a fabulous tradition which has included the Nutcracker for over 50 years. This December, the company returns to the London Coliseum with the much-loved Christmas favourite, the Nutcracker, as well as the Sleeping Beauty and, in a new production for English National Ballet, the tragic love story Man. Number 7. Pantomimes. There is a wonderful English tradition of family theatre where men dress as fat, ugly women and women star as the lead boy. You'll find plenty of C and D list celebrities from soap operas and the like, who enjoy making complete fools of themselves. Oh, how could you not enjoy this? There's a great audience participation when we get to shout, "He's behind you!" when they can't see the baddies. Number 8, Great Christmas Pudding Race. On a Saturday morning in December, about 150 race contestants wear a fancy dress and run around Covent Garden while trying to balance a Christmas pudding on a plate. Obstacles, such as balloons full of flour, are put in their way to make it even more fun to watch. It's a charity event to raise money from cancer research. Number 9. Jeffrey Museum's Christmas Past. Each year, the Jeffrey's Museum's 12 period rooms are decorated in authentic festival style, providing a magical glimpse into Christmas is gone. Christmas Past explores the origins and meanings of some of our more common customs, from kissing under the mistletoe to decorating the tree and throwing cocktail parties. And to finish up, number 10, Christmas Carols. Carol singers from around the country come to Trafalgar Square to sing and raise money for charity. And that's all. Those were 10 ways to enjoy Christmas in London. Merry Christmas to you all.